Walter Willett, and I'm chair of the Department of Nutrition at Harvard School of Public Health.
Okay. And you were looking at, well, you're always looking at, oh, it sort of makes people healthier and what doesn't. And this particular study looked at weight training and type 2 diabetes. And I'm wondering, what were you looking at, and then what did you find?
In many studies, we and others have looked at aerobic activity in relation to risk of diabetes, and there's a clear benefit in helping reduce the risk. In this analysis, we looked at weight training, which hasn't been examined much before, and we also found in this large population of men that regular weight training further reduces the risk, even in addition to aerobic exercise.
So what does weight training consist of?
It really means stressing your muscles. In other words, it can be weightlifting, it can be using rubber bands or machines in a fitness club. It's really putting some resistance against your muscles and increasing their strength.
Any particular amount of time?
The greater the time spent in weight training, the greater was the reduction in risk of type 2 diabetes. We found that men who did resistance training about 150 minutes per week had about a 40% lower risk.
Which is a half an hour over 5 days.
Right. That's about half an hour over 5 days. But the good news is that even less than 10 minutes a day was related to a significantly lower risk of type 2 diabetes. So even quite small amounts have a rather impressive benefit.
So you could use one of those elastic bands, as you mentioned. You could also lift weights. Did you get down to how many pounds per weight? Did you do that?
No, we didn't get down to that level of detail. But in general, it's important to exercise all the major muscle groups in your body. You'll in general get the best benefit that way.
And I assume this goes along with a decent diet and other forms of exercise?
All these different factors add up, and the more good behaviors you accumulate, the lower the risk of type 2 diabetes. And if you really put together regular activity, not smoking, a good diet, and keeping weight under control, we can prevent over 90% of type 2 diabetes. It's almost a completely avoidable disease.